Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them for telling future generations about God and His Word. The summer ministry for CEF of Illinois is winding down with the final weeks of Phi Day Clubs and Fair Ministries outreaches being held all throughout the state. But for our camp ministry at Camp Good News, our dedicated camp staff just finished a full summer ministry from June through the end of July, a 9-week ministry run. Wow. And today, Chris Kalel, who is our camp director, is with us today. And Chris, we're so glad that you can be with us.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
And I love the name Camp Good News because it says it all. So tell us the good news that happened at Camp Good News this summer.
Oh, there's so much good news. In fact, that's actually how I start each opening campfire. You're at Camp Good News, not Camp Fun, not Camp Crazy, but Camp Good News, and telling the boys and girls the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was an amazing summer. We had lots of crazy, awesome things going on, but lots of neat decisions and dedications to God this summer, and the kids just really excited to be there and wanting to follow God.
So give us a picture, Chris. What did the summer look like at camp for all those 9 weeks from, I know that's a lot of weeks, but from all those 9 weeks from start to stop, what did it look like out at camp? How many kids did you have, your staff? What did that look like?
Sure. In fact, each week was very different this year, and I think I did that to myself. I made my work harder this summer, but I made each week just a little bit different for each kid. But we ended up, we started off the summer with a day camp. We had about an average of 274 campers that week, and we saw 7 salvations during that week.
Wow.
And then the rest of the summer, for the overnight camps and stuff, we ended up with a total of 233 boys and girls that came out there, and a total of 48 salvations for the summer. So just exciting, exciting summer this year.
That's awesome.
It was very awesome. Yeah, it's exciting. What's even more exciting is you hear these kids talk about how they don't want to leave. They don't want to go home, you know, or parents will call us back and say, hey, guess what happened? Or my kid wants to go to church or wants to read his Bible more. And so that's so neat.
Well, I know I had the opportunity of taking some of those kids on some long trips because you literally had kids coming from all over the state this year. I mean, I don't know if it's always been like that, but I mean, this year more than any year, it's just like they were just all over the place.
It did seem like that. We had kids from every corner of the state this year, and so it was a great lot with the new Southern Illinois chapter really going. We saw a lot of kids coming from down south this year, which was awesome. Even a few counselors from all over. We had some counselors from Texas and Ohio and Iowa. I mean, they came from everywhere this year, so it was great.
Well, you must be doing something good at Camp Good News. So tell us, what was the summer ministry like when the kids came out to camp as far as the program? You always have all these wonderful creative ideas, and it's like I'm still waiting for you to come and say, I just have no ideas left, but I'm not sure if that day is ever going to happen. So what are some new things that you did at camp this summer as far as the activities?
Yeah, oh, we had tons. In fact, we had so much new stuff this year, we didn't even get to do it all. We had so many things. Some of the new big favorites, like we had at Laddles, which is a 6-foot-long spear that the kids actually get to throw using this little handheld wood thing that they kind of chuck the... And it was the girls did really, really well at that. I was very impressed, and so they loved that. We had tomahawk throwing this year where we had little tomahawks that they got to chuck into a kind of a tree trunk and do that.
And I'm glad nothing happened. That scared me a little bit when you told me. I was like, oh, no, where's our workman's comp policy?
That's right. No, it went very, very well. In fact, it was very safe. We followed all the safety precautions, and, you know, we had all the different rules and regulations for how to do it. So another neat thing we did this year is we cooked over the campfire and the normal s'mores, which we do every year. But we had something new this year called pudgy pies. And we made pudgy pies, which are essentially kind of like a grilled cheese. But instead of cheese, it's apple or cherry pie filling. And so you cook those over the fire. Oh, they are very tasty. Smother them with whipped cream. They're wonderful. Another new thing we did this year was Color War, where we handed the kids bags of paint powder, and they just got to chuck it at each other and throw it, and they ended up covered in paint, and then we hose them off and throw water balloons at each other.
I actually heard about that from one of the mothers that said it took about a week to get that
Yes.
But it did come out, though.
It does come out, but it takes a few washes. So another new thing we did was stargazing this year. We got the kids up after lights out, and it was dark outside, and brought them outside with our green laser and talked about the creator of those stars. We had a girls' wilderness camp this year that was brand new, and we had some girls come out to do wilderness camp.
Awesome.
And probably everybody's favorite, though, was the glow-in-the-dark zip line, where we wait till it's dark, and you jump off the zip line, and it's completely dark and scary, and it's awesome.
I heard about that, too. I was driving some kids back just last Friday from Bloomington, and I said, so what do you like about camp? And it was always a zip line. That's yes. always like the zip line is always the top of the list there. And they said, and we got to do it in the dark because mm-hmm. we were the best cabin or something
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. It was an award this year, so... And it's a little scary because you can't see the ground, and you can't see the other side, and it's really neat. So,
well, I won't try that, but I'll just I'll just take your word. Now, you did say that you changed it up differently this year, like you said that you made yourself work more. What's that all about?
I did. I gave myself so much work this year. I'm not sure why I did that, but I wanted each week to be different, and so we had several different weeks of camp, and so like we had our Kid Quest week, which was ages 7 to 10, and that was kind of more of a sporty week. More activities and things like that. And then so all the chapel messages that week that I did were all on the guard your heart and kind of making sure not to let sin or trying to keep sin out and kind of guarding your heart against that. And so then we also had another week of 7 to 10-year-olds that we called Outdoor Adventure. So I changed the theme up completely for them. So that way, if they wanted to come back and do a second week of camp, it would be different. And they had nature kind of outdoors themes. And then the chapel message was all on creation. And we even had different food each week. Our cook, Josh, made sure that the meals were different for each week, too.
So not only did you make more work for yourself,
that's right.
you made other people work,
that's
too.
That's right. I did. So, and then our older kids, we had a Camp Extreme week. And so they did crazy, crazy games and activities every day, all day. And then the chapel messages were on extreme faith and going with the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith series and kind of looking at those characters and how they live their lives and how we can go back and live our lives that way.
Now, I know as a camp director, you're really not supposed to say this out loud, but, you know, it's the radio. But what of all the weeks of camp, what was your favorite?
Camp Extreme was my favorite week.
Now, why is that?
The older kids, we did glow-in-the-dark zipping every night. We did color war. We did everything. We just had kind of every activity, everything we could pack into that week, we did. And so it was a lot of fun for that week just because they were. And it was neat to see during chapel these guys really take those messages of living their faith. And living out their faith and, you know, hearing about Noah and Moses and Abraham and going, oh, I can do that. I can go back to my school and live that out. And so it was neat to see that.
Well, that is awesome. You know, I just love hearing stories about how, you know, God gets a hold of a child and changes their life. Do you have any good camp stories like that of what God did in lives of children?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, in fact, anytime I get to witness to a kid during the summer, it's great. It's exciting to see their lives change and them to want and desire to follow God. But I think one of my favorites from this summer, we had a little boy, and he was a little unruly at the beginning of the week. He got into trouble a few days. You could see that his attitude started to change towards the end of the week. And after the week was over and we sent him home, his mom called back on that Sunday and said, that he informed her that he wanted to be a missionary when he grew up.
Really?
And so that he needed to start sharing Jesus with his friends now. And so I thought that was so neat, you know, and to hear that. But we did. We got lots of calls this summer from moms. And I know you and a couple of the bus drivers called and said, oh, the kids were singing the camp songs the whole way home. Or as soon as they got out, they told their parents about, you know, what they learned this summer. Instead of just, I rode the zip line or I had fun, that they got out and said, oh, I learned about Jesus. Or I learned that, you know, I can tell the good news to someone else.
You know, what I also love about ministry, you don't do it alone, do you?
No.
You have, I mean, you couldn't have done all that yourself. I mean, I know you're kind of semi-related to Superman, your last name there. Now, how do you pronounce it again, the Superman name?
His name is Kal-El, and so mine's Kal-Lal, so we're close.
Okay, so you're close to Superman,
right.
But not quite Superman, but we're just kidding. But you didn't do this by yourself. You had a whole team of people around you, right?
Oh, we did. We had an amazing staff this summer. In fact, I hope every one of them comes back because I'm really going to miss them next year, but... we had about 53 staff total for the summer that came out, and they were, I mean, these teens and adults that came out, they were incredible. And it was even neat to see them grow and mature over the summer and kind of how they wanted to do ministry and different things. It was so cool to hear their passion for Christ. I even know, like, the first couple training weeks, when we had VBC, a couple of them would come up to me and go, I got to share the wordless book with a camper and they got saved, you know, and to see that excitement on them, it was amazing. And we had a big staff party to close out the summer, and a lot of tears, a lot of crying. They were very sad to leave, but I will miss those guys. They were incredible.
Well, I hope that they all do come back, and it's just amazing how God brings people into our life to help us in the ministry, but also we have an opportunity to minister to them. Now, you did something very, at first I wasn't sure how it was going to work. I just kind of held back and said, just bite my tongue, say everything, whatever you want to do is fine. But you had like 12-year-old and 13-year-old, what do you call them, CITs,
yeah.
Counselors mm-hmm. in training, and that's pretty young.
It was young.
And you had a lot of them.
We did.
But what was your mindset behind that, and how did that work out?
It was something that last year we had some issues getting some CITs out here, and so we decided, well, let's lower the age a little bit, and let's see how that works. We had some good 12-year-olds the year before that were able to come out, just a few of them. And so we tried that, and they were, I mean, every now and then you can see that they got a little bit tired quicker. They, you know, wanted to play around and goof around, but they were excellent workers and amazing. And their energy and their excitement for camp really helped kind of us adults go, hey, I need to not be so grouchy and tired, that I need to have that energy and excitement too. And so they worked out excellent.
Well, that is wonderful. I'm so glad that worked out for you. And I can see how there is like this like middle thing where you kind of fall in the Grand Canyon where you're a camper up to a certain age, but you can't be a full staff person to another mm-hmm. age. So there's this middle age in between.
Yes.
And that can be a very difficult time of life. And so I really appreciate your heart for that middle school age. I don't know if that's your past teacher age coming at you.
Yeah, that was what I taught. And keeping those kids interested in camp so we don't lose them to
right.
to other summer jobs and stuff, but keeping them wanting to come back and serve and volunteer.
Now, how did you see God at work in the lives of your staff? Did you see some really change happening and spiritual growth happening with them as well?
We did. In fact, we had a couple boys that were on a baseball team and wanting to do baseball during the summer and stuff. And the very first, after training weeks and stuff, they went back to the baseball team and they started witnessing to their baseball team members and things and sharing that. We had a couple band campers that when they would go and do band camp in the evenings that they came back and said, oh, I got to witness to somebody. I got to share Jesus with them. And so that was neat to see. And just their overall want and desire to study God's word and learn more about him. In fact, I know the CIT girls are planning on all getting together online and doing devotions together, even throughout the fall and winter.
And that's what's so great about ministry is I know I'm just so thankful that God put me into ministry because it helps me to stay closer to him.
That's right.
Because not only when you're ministering to others, then you're like, hey, wait a second, I can't just get up here and say this. You know, I need, and it's like, you know, you receive at the same time when you're giving
that
out.
That is correct, yeah.
So I just thank you again for your heart for ministering not only to the children, but also to these young people, because we don't want this just to be a summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to go on with God all year long. So then we come back again next summer to be your staff. They'll even be more ready.
That's right, yeah.
To reach those children for Christ. So if you just had just one way of summing up the whole summer ministry of reaching children and the whole thing, what would you say is your big summer takeaway?
This year it was follow God. Do what he wants you to do and follow him.
And that's what we want to do. We want to lead children to Christ, and we want to share the gospel with them. We want to teach them God's word, but we want them to walk with him all the days of their life. Well, Chris, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank
and we're
you.
Going to have you again next week because I'm sure that you do more than just a summer thing.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generation, where we're here to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the gospel, one child at a time.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.